Welcome everybody to March 6th, Chapter 6 of Proverbs. Just a reminder that we're looking for other people to read this in the community. People that follow Rise Up, people that go to our church, people that know us. We're asking that you either record it on your phone and post it to Facebook or go live. I'm doing it through a podcast type style because I'm going to post this one on our website. But we're looking for people and we'd love to have you. So let's begin. Proverbs chapter 6. My son, if you have put up security for your neighbor, if you have shaken hands in pledge for a stranger, you have been trapped by what you said, ensnared by the words of your mouth. So do this, my son, to free yourself. Since you have fallen into your neighbor's hands, go to the point of exhaustion and give your neighbor no rest. Allow no sleep to your eyes, no slumber to your eyelids. Free yourself like a gazelle from the hand of the hunter, like a bird from the snare of a fowler. Go to the ant, you sluggard. Consider it ways and be wise. It has no commander, no overseer or ruler, yet it stores its provisions in summer and gathers its food at harvest. How long will you lie there, you sluggard? When will you get up from your sleep? A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest, and poverty will come on you like a thief, and scarcity like an armed man, a troublemaker and a villain, who goes about with a corrupt mouth, who winks maliciously with his eye, signals with his feet and motions with his fingers, who plots evil with deceit in his heart. He always stirs up conflict. Therefore, disaster will overtake him in an instant. He will suddenly be destroyed without remedy. There are six things the Lord hates, seven that are detestable to him: haughty eyes, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked schemes, feet that are quick to rush into evil, a false witness who pours out lies, and a person who stirs up conflict in the community. My son, keep your father's commands and do not forsake your mother's teaching. Bind them always on your heart. Fasten them around your neck. When you walk, they will guide you. When you sleep, they will watch over you. When you awake, they will speak to you. For this command is a lamp, this teaching is a light, and correction and instruction are the way to life. Keeping you from your neighbor's wife, from the smooth talk of a wayward woman, do not lust in your heart after her beauty, or let her captivate you with her eyes. For a prostitute can be had for a loaf of bread, but another man's wife preys on your very life. Can a man scoop fire into his lap without his clothes being burned? Can a man walk on hot coals without his feet being scorched? So is he who sleeps with another man's wife. No one who touches her will go unpunished. People do not despise a thief if he steals to satisfy his hunger when he is starving. Yet if he is caught, he must pay sevenfold, though it cost him all the wealth of his house. But a man who commits adultery has no sense. Whoever does so destroys himself. Blows and disgrace are his lot, and his shame will never be wiped away. For jealousy arouses a husband's fury, and he will show no mercy when he takes revenge. He will not accept any compensation. He will refuse a bribe, however great it is. There's so much that was read tonight. See, Solomon continues to impart wise sayings to his son, and it kind of makes him a student or teaching to students. And it's his son. We're supposed to guide and teach our loved ones, our babies, our children. See, the first lesson of this wise lesson in the chapters relates to wisely caring for one's existing wealth. Solomon especially urges his son to avoid financial entanglements by not entering into a surety bond or an agreement. And so in rough terms, this means being extremely cautious about what you're co-signing and what loan you're co-signing. If he does co-sign, he realizes he's gotten into a risky situation. He should try to get out of the deal, even if it causes him humiliation. And we see that today. We see that people are caught up in this cycle of payday loans. And why? What is the real reason that you're struggling with finances? We live in a world to where money seems to be something that comes by when you work hard. But then it goes on to say and talks about the lazy people. But what? Why is your money in such dire straits? You know, who do you owe a debt to? And what is the purpose of this debt? So while this doesn't, we're not saying that we prohibit debts, because I have debts and I've had lending and I have a car loan, I have a car note, I have a house note, all these different things. But the scripture strongly advises being careful and not waste what's being earned. Proverbs 6, 1 through 5. Don't waste the money that's been blessed to you. See, just as cosigning for an untrustworthy person might cause poverty, see, the laziness is another way a person can become destitute. Solomon tells his sons to consider the ant. Without supervision, it works hard to meet its needs, both present and future. Unless a person works, poverty will overtake him as surely as a robber or an armed man overtakes his victim. Here again, the general principles are seen in common sense. Wasted opportunities cannot be made up when times get hard. God bless y'all and have a good night.